Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Anna Murray is here. Anna's back. She's the founder of eMedia, author of The Complete Software Project Manager, and she's an award-winning expert in technology and business, and she's our good friend. Anna, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the misinformation situations that are going on out there, and how some of it is free speech, not the misinformation, but information that maybe we don't like. That's the difference, isn't it? And if I try to declare it misinformation, and I've got the power, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think that those of us who really look at the media and study the media, you know, we're concerned about free speech. We're concerned about I'm concerned about large corporations, the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, yep. Google, being the arbiters of what is becoming a sort of a dangerous information situation. We were noting before the break, you know, the government regulates you, for example, as a yep. radio broadcaster. Yep. Government regulates television. But your listeners, because your listeners are smart folks, may know that the social media platforms, Facebook, Google, are not regulated
right.
the way a broadcast station
mm-hmm.
is. So, for example, it's up to Facebook whether or not to take down an advertisement that is offensive, which would be, you know, the Federal Communication Commission would not allow that. You would have a problem with the same
mm-hmm.
ad on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that mean? That means that the platforms, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they are saying we're not media. We shouldn't be regulated the way media is. We're publishing platforms. We're just like paper, you know.
Yeah.
You don't
mm-hmm.
regulate paper. Paper's paper. Whatever people mm-hmm. put on it is whatever they want to put on it. Now, you know, that I think that
and in a perfect world, in a perfect world, that may be true. But then you add humans to the mix, and that's where things change, isn't it?
Exactly. And the power, the breadth of these platforms. I mean, maybe that statement
yeah.
made sense in 2000, 2005,
mm-hmm.
but here in 2020, how are a lot of people getting most of their information? From Twitter accounts, from Facebook.
Including the misinformation. My misinformation might be your your truth, but there are things that are misinformation, as you said earlier in the previous segment about the foreign governments who are trying to cause trouble here, China, Russia, whoever, North Korea, Iran, whoever it may be, are trying to cause us trouble. And it's troubling to me. I'll be honest with you. I am not a big fan of antitrust. I covered I was here on this show covering the Microsoft antitrust case, US v. Microsoft of the late 90s. And I even included a section in my book, my third ingredient book on antitrust and the inability of the analog antitrust to deal with the digital world. However, and I got to be honest with you, I think it's time we looked at the enormity and the power, the unprecedented power that Google and Twitter and Facebook, and I have to include Amazon in that. What do you think?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And I also have, you know, I think most remedies like antitrust people can have mixed feelings about. You know, companies have been successful. Are they being broken up? You know, you're a victim of your own success to some degree. But, you know, that's a different thing. And in this world where large companies, Apple, Amazon, Twitter, Facebook, have as much or more power than governments.
Yeah.
So, and they are being exploited by external actors like China. So it's one thing to have disinformation. Facts are facts. You know, if somebody is saying there was a conflagration in Washington, D.C. when there was not a conflagration, it was a fire cannon, mm-hmm. you know, trash can on fire. Well, that's a problem. But what we have with regard to Russia and China is that they're not really taking a position other than we want to disrupt American society. Mm-hmm.
They are our enemies, folks. We do not need to be naive about that. If there's one thing we should never be naive again about is China, whether the Chinese government means us well. They do not. They want to be our overlords. They want that. They are working hard to achieve that, aren't they?
They really are. To disrupt, you know, again, you can say, well, you know, that Twitter account was voicing an opinion I vehemently agree with or vehemently disagree with, because, of course, Russia and China are trying to poke any side of the issue.
Right.
But the point is, they can be on all sides of the issue, just trying to make everyone madder at everyone else than we already are.
That's part of their, I think they feel that their greatest success is not choosing a side, but making us choose sides and be mad at each other. And I think that's where a whole lot of what's going on right now, this moment in America, is all about. Because Anna, Americans of all backgrounds, genders, color, religion, whatever, Americans everywhere have much more positive things in common then we have negative things that need to be fixed. And we're not dwelling on those things. And what Anna's talking about, folks, is these campaigns are preventing us from getting to those things that benefit us. Anna Murray and I will be right back. Anna, I need your website quickly, please.
AnnaTMurray.com.
All right, that's 2 R's. Quick break. Two N's and 2 R's. Quick break. Stay with us. You marry a music
man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.